Congratulations! You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Maysoon Wazwaz.
Okay, we are on the road today. We are seeing shows, we are getting coffee, we are doing everything you can imagine because I got a motherfucking gig card today.
Yes.
Are they bad, maybe?
I don't know, but I just wanted to say we got a gig card thanks to your donations.
Oh, yeah, give us some donations. Maysoon, should we start a Patreon? I need to really get on top of my financial situation.
You're super anti all of that stuff. We've talked about this so many times. You're like, no, I don't want to. We're going to have to make a video. We're going to have to make prizes. Blah, blah, bloop.
Yeah, you do have to do bonus stuff for the Patreon donors, and we can barely do the normal stuff.
Yeah, we're really just all trying to hold on here, listeners. Try not to crash cars, fuck up Teslas. You know what I'm talking about.
Okay, so we're out here on 24th Street in the Mission. We just went to Adobe Books Gallery where we saw a very nice show of some interdisciplinary work.
I also actually think we should talk about going to Phil's Coffee and them fucking up my coffee.
Okay, let's get into that first.
I just want to say the original Phil's, which is on fucking 24th Street in Folsom, used to be great. So far, my last couple of experiences going there to get my usual Philharmonic medium cream, no sugar, has been pretty shitty. And this one in particular, it makes me really feel like I'm not going back. Usually there's a beautiful layer of cream. Phil's is like known for their cream. And this time the coffee was like, took 100 years to make. Oops. And no, you go. What are you doing? Hold on. Just come on. What are you doing, man?
This is a little snapshot of Maysoon to driving.
But I am going to make a fucking U-turn. Hold on, people.
I have to say, Maysoon is a great driver. I feel very safe in the car with her, but the psychic intensity is a lot to handle.
What do you mean psychic intensity? See that? That? Do you mean that exactly right there? Where I'm like, no, you're wrong. Your feelings are wrong.
My butthole is so tight right now.
Oh my God, it is such a shit job parking. That's so unlike me. What the hell?
I have to say, my Phil's coffee was just fine, but I don't love coffee, so any coffee I drink is disgusting to me. I just like it for the ritual of it and the caffeine. Point is, we went to Adobe Backroom Gallery, and we saw a very nice show by Lucy Scanlon. A lot of ceramic work. There was one, and I have to say, one thing I loved about it is I love these wall work ceramics that are basically like paintings on ceramic.
Yeah, they're kind of almost 2D. I mean, they're 3D, obviously, but they're flatter than what we expect when we say ceramics.
It's like a very shallow relief, some of these, including one that was a person sleeping in bed with a demon over them and like a sleep paralysis demon. I really related to that work. I also really appreciated that the wall labels were printed from a little label maker, you know,
but
where
like an old school label maker, not like a non-digital, an analog label maker where the letters literally being like pressed, embossed into the plastic.
Yes, and I really appreciated that. It was a dearth of work, tons and tons of work. I think having the price list on the wall is not so great personally.
Why?
I just think that draws the attention away from the kind of conceptual and formal aspects of the work and turns it into a commodity.
There was zero discussion of the conceptual or formal aspects of the work.
You mean like having an artist statement?
There was not even like an artist bio available. It was just the list of works and their prices.
Yeah, right.
Which so I was kind of like, oh, I would love to know a little bit more about the artist, like just a little bit of what they're thinking about, those kinds of things, but it's fine.
Yeah, because it wasn't like, I mean, nothing against utilitarian objects, you know, like vases and things like that, but these were all fine art objects. They weren't functional ceramics.
That's correct.
And so, yeah, we would love to know a little more about the artist. Again, Lucy Scanlon, some very cartoony things. Some of the things, there were some figurative depictions that reminded me of a Kewpie doll.
Is that what that is?
Did you think, you
like
know...
the big ears?
No, Kewpie dolls have tiny ears. Okay. You know Kewpie dolls?
I don't remember.
Guys, and nothing against Tiny Splendor, whose logo has a Kewpie doll, and like, God bless Tiny Splendor over there in Oakland and Berkeley. Mm-hmm. But I have to say, I fucking hate Kewpie dolls. They gross me out for some reason.
Are they plastic?
Yes.
I think any kind of plastic doll is sort of gross and creepy in some ways, for some reason.
Yeah, Kewpie dolls especially, though, bug me. I don't know why. You know what I think it is, Maysoon? This is X-rated. Do you consent to hearing an X-rated comment?
I do.
I had a friend.
With reservation, though, I guess, too. But go ahead. Let's see what happens.
Okay, you can cancel me. You can cancel me after the fact.
Oh, they're kind of horribly cute, though, huh?
You love Cupie dolls? The thing about Cupie dolls is in the hair, which is just barely.
What's up with that?
There's a very shallow relief of hair on the plastic heads of these dolls that kind of goes into a little curl. Well, some of the depictions include a little front lick curl.
Oh my God.
Mason's looking at some images of some Cupie dolls.
They're so hideous. It's weird. They have these, like, they almost remind me of, like, Klingons, maybe?
Because of the ridge on their head.
There's, like, the ridge on the top of the head, and some of them have ridges on the sides. Can we merge those two worlds, Cupie doll Klingons?
I'm sure that exists somewhere. I mean, like, the Star Trek people are out of control.
Than these ridiculously, like, overly cute white things.
My point here is, Maysoon, I had a friend who was talking about an ex-girlfriend of hers and that she had a very ample amount of...
Wait, you were talking to... I want to hear this part one more time. Talking to...
A friend of mine, okay. We were reminiscing about her ex-girlfriend, okay. And she was saying that she had quite a fecund...
I'm into that.
...amount of... so much so that it would go into a curl. Like a Cupie doll.
Oh, weird. That's a weird reference point for someone's... Don't you think? That's a little bit disturbing.
So whenever I see a Cupie doll or anything like it, that's what I think of. I think of a long, luxurious that goes into a nice little curl.
Is that a bad thing, though?
No, it's not bad, but it's not really, I don't know, it's just...
It's weird. It's weird, the juxtaposition of this, like, little baby doll.
I'm ready to be canceled now, Maysoon.
Okay.
Go ahead.
You were talking about Cupie. Like, how do we even get there?
Because I thought some of the figures in these works by Lucy Scanlan reminded me of Cupie dolls.
That seems so far-fetched to me because I feel like her work is, like, the farthest from cute, in my opinion.
Like, you think it's kind of grotesque?
It's kind of grotesque, like, troll-ish. Like, it's like the ugly side of, like, dolls, which I think is interesting. But I also am like, does she know that they're ugly? Is it intentionally ugly? I don't really know. Do you know? Like, that's kind of when I want a little more information about the artist. Like, what am I looking at here? Is this, like, sincere or is this, like, some kind of, like... It's obviously sincere. I don't know if that's the right word, but...
I think it is taking things that are kind of cute and kind of perverting them or exploring other sides of cute things and twisting them. Like, obviously, the sleep paralysis demon, we're acknowledging the grotesque and the terrifying, right?
Yeah.
That piece was called Nightmare. And even though these forms or these figures are very cartoonish at times, I think there's an earnestness here. For example, there was this piece called Hollow Heart, where there's a figure kind of coming out from some kind of red trunk-like form.
Yeah, do you think
they're
that's
leaning
blood?
Forward. It looks like they're crying, and they have a hole in their chest in the shape of a heart.
I think they might be. Do you think that's a heart-shaped thing that they're sitting on?
Maybe.
Maybe their heart's fallen out of their body. And I guess there was this, like, this cute doggy urn type situation. That's what
In there?
It reminded me of an urn, the shape of it, the way it almost feels like there's a handle that you could lift off.
And the handle may be, there's a dog on top of this urn on the lid, like a 3D representational little dog figure on top of the lid. And then on the front of the urn is a very realistic drawn image of a dog. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, do you think there are remains inside?
Well, it did make me think that, but I doubt that there are in the gallery because I feel like if it's someone's dog, they wouldn't.
Maybe it's the artist's dog.
I know, but I don't think she'd want it in a... I would be... I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe they... I would put all kinds... I would put fucking my own bones in a motherfucking art show.
All right. I wouldn't, but I'm not an artist. I don't have that strong of a...
Put my blood, sweat, and tears.
I kind of like the... Did you notice the painting?
I love when Maysoon doesn't acknowledge the insane things I say.
I just, like, ignore. Sorry, Kate. Great. Blood, sweat, and tears. But yet, do you? You do. It's just not visible.
really good.
There are these two-dimensional paintings on the wall, and on top of the paintings are the figures, these same kind of doll-like figures that we were talking about earlier, in kind of like almost a ghost. It's just an outline of the figures coming together.
Yeah, so you have like the... So you have a painting of buildings, like a cityscape.
Yeah.
And kind of a dreary day. And then on top of that is painted line work, which creates figures that seem to be kind of laying on top of the picture plane, almost like you drew on a window you were looking out of.
Nice. And so we have... It's like layered, where like maybe there's these hands that are coming out that are pulling two figures apart. And then below that, you see another couple figures in an embrace, and maybe another figure kneeling down and crying.
Holy shit.
Right? So I just feel like there's a lot of interesting commentary. Is this about, you know, I don't know, maybe so that was in the mission, but I was thinking about like gentrification and eviction and all the issues around housing, houselessness, all of these things. So that's why I would love to have more information about the artist, because I'm reading all of these things, but a lot of this is just based on like us being in San Francisco and all the shit we're dealing with here.
Yeah.
Which of course the artist is probably also thinking about. But
Maysoon, are we getting so much more out of it because we were so free to interpret it in our own way?
Maybe. Yeah. Potentially. Interesting, right?
Lucy Scanlon, we want to thank you for your fantastic work. Adobe Books, you're still trucking. You still got it. And I'm going to go ahead and give this show a 8.7 out of 10.
Nice. I don't score.
What can you just give, like a shape or a vibe or a sound, maybe an emanation?
Let's see. I'm gonna give it a shade of green that has a lot of brown in it,
like an olive drab.
No, you can't use the word drab.
Okay. It's kind of a muted green.
Yeah,
a thoughtful green.
No, we're not using descriptors. We're just using
just
colors.
Green, okay. With some brown in. Got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, green with some brown. Yeah, so an olive-ish, maybe a little green with some grays.
All right, thank you. Okay, we were just at the Wattis and we saw Drum Listens to Heart. I think I talked about it a little bit last week, but let's talk about... Ah, oh, fuckaroo, I fucking missed our turn.
We're also driving. Kate, don't drive on the curb. My God. See, I told you should be driving.
Okay, you're right. I'm doing a great job.
No, you're doing a great job.
I am doing a great job. Okay, but anyhow, point is, we, Maysoon, so I talked last time about Consuelo Hernandez's work, the applause stuff. So talk about the other stuff.
Okay.
And how much you loved it, and really do some intimate sharing. Do some intimate sharing with the listener.
I did when we got into the car. Wait, you got it. What's so loud?
The window.
Can you turn the air conditioning on? Hold, please.
Okay, just a little bit.
I need. I'm too hot.
Take your sweater off.
Okay, it's a jacket, but yeah. Okay. We did it. We did get into the. What the fuck?
Good God!
Oh my God.
Go ahead.
What the fuck? Kate and I are really on one today, everybody.
Hell yeah!
Just so you know, it's been fun.
We're getting the most out of our art experience.
We are. But we did just get in the car and I was like, what did I say? Something like, that really opened my heart.
Mm-hmm, it touched your
heart. Oh, I might cry just a little bit.
Why?
I'm not going to.
Do it.
No, I don't want to cry. Listeners have already heard me cry.
Let's all cry.
Anyhow, I just feel like that show was like... What's the word? Just like when you get down to like your, not primordial.
Eek.
Oh God, oh, Kate, we're really fucking around
stop.
Now.
They can just stop. This
oh God, careful.
Is illegal.
Kate, I can't record like.
So, Maysoon, you were saying about how you were about to really start crying and have an emotional breakdown.
Well, I just felt like that show made me feel like, what is it when you get down to like your core essence? You know, like it's not like intellectual. You just feel like a human on the earth again.
You're having a phenomenological experience.
That seems really extreme, but I think I just felt like it was playful while also having a lot of like important social commentary. I don't know. It felt like a really I had a good experience in that show. Okay, so I really loved the work by... I'm going to butcher this name by mistake, but Ri Nakajima.
Oh, okay.
Which were those small little motorized sound pieces. Remember those?
Yes. They were tiny machines that just made a little sound. It would be like a motor with like, you know, a little dingle bop. That would kind of disturb a Ziploc bag full of little wooden sticks and make a little sound. Like, they all made a little sound, but they were kind of like useless machines, kind of.
They were so whimsical. They made me feel alive, I guess. I mean, I feel alive, but they had like a little extra, I think because they were so small and so like useless, and they were just like made for the sake of making and creating and finding some sound in something. I don't know, it was just really beautiful in some ways for me.
The one I related to most was, there was one where there is like a little small chain with a little plastic, a piece of plastic tubing on the end, and then there's two, like, I think maybe like big
lead blocks.
Oh, is that what that was? Lead? I think or so, like graphite or something?
Oh yeah, graphite.
And so a motor would cause the chain to swing, and then the piece of tubing would hit the
graphite,
and then hit the wall. And so there was a little record of all the movements of this thing's on the wall from the marks from the graphite. And because it only can go as far as the length of the chain, it creates kind of a semicircle. Mm-hmm. And I really related to that piece as just like...
Are you crying?
No.
I just feel like your voice changed in a way where like you're trying to suppress tears of joy, maybe a little bit, or sadness.
Should I start crying?
No. You shouldn't force yourself to cry. That's never appropriate. No, well, actually, maybe it is.
It's good radio. But point is, Maysoon.
That's all we care about is good radio, everyone.
Isn't that all we are, though? Just like flailing, and maybe we can kind of make our mark and just leave. It really takes me back to when we had Jay Panza co-host the show when you were away, I think, or sick. And they were saying that's how you live on. Like, after you die, that's the marks you make live on, and that's how you, like, keep your presence on Earth.
That's what you were thinking when you saw that piece?
Yeah, I was thinking about, like, futility, but also there's like a kind of hopefulness. The small things you do every day may seem like nothing, but then accumulate into your life's work.
I really love that piece as well, but I love the tiny little sound. I love the tiny little sound that came out of it. It was so, I don't know, it was so sweet. I had a very different relationship to that piece, but I did. That was one of my favorite ones for sure.
It's like a little gnome.
What?
The tingling sound of the thing hitting the graphite or whatever, that was great.
Hey, and I also became DJs at the Wattis, and we're gonna start a new collaboration where we are out there in the world DJing. But Wattis, we need to borrow all of your records because we don't have any. And we need all your gear too, so hopefully that's okay with you. When the show's over, you can loan it to us.
I'm not doing it. We love the Wattis. At the end of the day, you know, the website is completely inscrutable. It can be very alienating, parts of it, because, you know, it's not exactly set up for someone who's not, like, deeply entrenched in the art world, maybe.
I feel like the Wattis is, like, an art space for arts people.
Yeah.
In, like, a really true core way where they fuck shit up constantly. Not like, in a bad way, where they're just making things happen. They're building walls, they're painting shit, they're tearing down stuff, there's holes. I mean, like, whatever the artists want, the Wattis is fucking doing it, and I just love that about them.
But you don't gotta have any special knowledge to know that it's, like, fun to hear a tinkling sound.
I mean, that's kind of how my feeling, that's what was my feeling today. You walk in, and you just, there's, like, a pleasure in seeing that work and hearing the work.
Yeah, it really gets you in your deep organs.
And I think it also, like, one of the things I said when we were walking, I was like, this show reminds me how much I like music and sound.
Why didn't we fucking record in there? I should have been recording all the little sounds and stuff. Okay, now we're on our way to Staircase, the new gallery that just opened up. And we're gonna really not get in a car accident or get there too late to see the show.
No, just put, you're not driving a stick shift. My goodness.
That's part of San Francisco. Also, Maysoon, I just heard about an event happening at the Minnesota Street Project that is gonna be on, it's gonna be on Sunday, March 26th from 2 to 6. They're having a SFAI party. Celebrating the history and legacy of the San Francisco Art Institute. I'm seeing this, Alice Shaw is talking about it. Come get your freak on and party with music from Mike Henderson and others. See work by Paul Koss. And Jeff Gunderson's going to be there. The number one king of SFAI and and San Francisco art history, Bay Area art history. Jeff Gunderson is the real key to the kingdom.
We salute you, Jeff Gunderson.
Oh, absolute total salute. Jeff Gunderson is really in the running for the
mayor of San Francisco.
For the not leaving the Bay Area All-Star Award, which we just introduced last week. Please send your nominations to congratulationspinetree@gmail.com. Okay, Maysoon, we just got out of Staircase, the new gallery over here in the Richmond neighborhood, and it is a little stair, it literally is a staircase. It is a stairwell inside of a little tiny apartment building right next to an Ace Hardware, which we've been informed is canceled. Do not go to the Ace Hardware on Clement Street out here in the Richmond. Now, Maysoon, we were very warmly greeted by Lindsay Albert.
Yeah, it was really sweet. As soon as we walked in, she was like, oh my god, you guys made it. Yay, we made it.
Anytime anybody knows us, even if we know them already,
yeah,
friends, our family, whenever someone recognizes us,
lovers,
just
acquaintances,
mm-hmm, animals, we really get high off of that.
It's really sweet. It makes you feel like you really made the right decision today. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a very warm welcome. And I have to say, the show they have up by Laura Figa, even though I think some of the work is work that she had already been working on before being approached to have this exhibition, it really suited the space. It's like very tiny Post-it size graphite drawings on some very beautiful soft paper, tiny little paper. Some of these pieces are 2.25 by 3.25 inch, so small.
Teensy tiny.
Graphite on paper, and then at the very top where there is a massive skylight blasting, not in a harsh way, but in a warm and loving way.
Totally. A skylight.
A skylight allowing in...
Oh my goodness. You don't have to be poetic.
Bringing in some beautiful natural light down on a sculpture also made of graphite and epoxy of 6 tube-like forms that to me suggested organ pipes or train whistles,
clarinets, flutes, woodwinds.
Yeah, it was a very sonic.
Sound. Yeah.
And just really well installed. The space is very clean for an apartment gallery. Mm-hmm. It is tight as a, what's a tight thing?
Button? You kind of want your buttons to be tight, otherwise your shirt's bagging open. Tight as a snap.
It was a very lyrical, subtle, like a gentle whisper from
gentle
your lover
whisper.
In the night.
I think that's really accurate. Gentle whisper feels right for that show.
A welcome, soft whisper. From a lover.
And what's your score you give it?
I'm going to go ahead and just give it a 10 out of 10.
Yay! Woohoo! It was a little tricky to find the address, but we found it. Just because there's like a weird parking lot for the hardware store and the numbers like really jumped big. But just keep your eyes peeled and you'll see it.
It's 148 Clement Street. Mm-hmm. And then you can run over to this bizarre Spanish grocery store that for some reason, even though it seems all the stuff is from Spain, they have two enormous, well, one small and one enormous Portuguese flag. It didn't make any sense to me, but their goods were of a high quality.
Yeah, all from Spain. Product of Spain. We're eating these crunchy cuicos.
Maybe they are just having solidarity with Portugal, even though there have been many years of war between Spain and Portugal. We loved that. We went over to Park Life and we saw a show by
While You Wait by Jeffrey Sinich.
Yep, and it was a lot of quilted pieces presented. You could think they're paintings because they're framed and presented in a similar way. And they're not very puffy. They're extremely flat textile pieces quilted together to form different signs, like commercial signs, like open dentist sign with neon lights on it and a smiling tooth.
It's very cute.
They're very cute. It's it very fits sweet. Right in with the Park Life stuff.
Park Life aesthetic.
Yeah.
I love Park Life.
Yeah, Park Life's great. I gotta tell you, though, you get some handmade artisan things, and that shit is expensive.
Oh, yeah. You were also doing some shopping for a special person's birthday, so.
I gotta cut that, because then she'll know.
Okay, you were also doing some shopping.
We're gonna start a Patreon. If you want to donate to the show, go ahead and go to congratulationspinetree.com. If you want us to come to a show, go ahead and send us an email, congratulationspinetree@gmail.com. Give us a call, 419-351-6606. You can tweet us at Pine Tree Podcast, or you can
send us a TikTok video.
Oh, send us a TikTok video. My TikTok handle is here for the. This is all words, okay? Here for not nightmares.
Jesus Christ, it's hard to remember.
Here for not nightmares, because I'm there not for nightmares.
Okay, I understand now. Thank you.
I don't want to see any scary
but
shit.
It's not the, it's
and
not
I get
the number for
scary shit
out.
Often on TikTok, and I don't want to see
really?
Anything scary or creepy.
I only watch dances on TikTok.
I want to see TikTok. I want to see dances and cute pets.
I mostly just want to see dances.
I want to see people telling me their list of what astrological sign is symbolized by what character from the L Word.
Okay, I do love those. Those are great.
Jenny Schechter is a Scorpio for sure.
Listeners, I want to get more feedback on the Aquarian. Aquarians in your life.
Okay, well, anyhow, Staircase, thank you. You did a great job. Park Life, I liked it. It was a little one-dimensional, in my opinion. Mm. Hate to say it. Really well-crafted.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and give that show a 7.9.
Okay, sounds good.
Maysoon is really killing the people with misophonia. Okay, Maysoon, now it's the next day after we did our drive around.
Yeah.
And we want to say good job, everyone. We had a fun art day. We fucked around quite a bit.
I had a really fun day.
We meant to go to like 4,000 places and we went to about four?
Three?
Well, I want to say just a couple of final things. Johansson okay. Projects has a show up until April 1st called Earth Black Lipstick. It is a solo exhibition of new paintings by Barbados-based artist Sheena Rose. It runs from February 25th to April 1st, and there's going to be an artist talk with Sheena and Autumn Brion, who co-curated the show that's up at the ICA right now, right?
Oh, okay, yeah, I think you're right.
And that's going to be Friday, March 3rd, which is research assistant Katie Kondo's birthday. And there's going to be a reception following that until 8 p.m. Combining representation, abstraction, embracing color, Sheena Rose captures the lost art of leisure. So I'm looking at one of the paintings right here. They're very flat, graphic, figurative paintings. This is four people. They have big floofy afros and they are playing pool together.
Nice.
You should go check it out. I like these paintings. They look fun. And then Case Moore Kirkby also has a show coming up by Kanoa Zimmerman called Free Dive, and it looks like some photographs of some motherfucking snorkel motherfuckers.
Oh yeah, free divers.
Oh, and Chris Duncan's doing some sound stuff there.
Oh, cool.
It already happened. Don't talk about that. Don't talk about that.
God damn it.
And that show is going to be up until March 11th. Okay, Maysoon.
Yes.
Anything else we want to hit on?
I don't think so. I feel like we talked about everything.
Marrow Gallery has a show up called Hard Felt by Stephanie Robinson. That's going to be up from March 15th, so that's coming up, until April 29th. And if you're wondering where the fuck that is at 548 Irving Street. You got any other hot topics, Maysoon?
No. Am I supposed to?
Well, Maysoon, there's a show coming up from April 5th to August 20th over there at the Museum of the African Diaspora called Black Venus, curated by Nigerian-British curator and art historian Andrea Imelife, and it surveys the legacy of Black women in visual culture, from fetishized colonial era caricatures to the work of over 20 contemporary artists who are reclaiming the rich complexity of Black womanhood, including Sadie Barnett. Just like I said, Maysoon, what did I say?
Remind me. Sadie Barnett's everywhere?
This is the year of Sadie Barnett.
Yeah.
Sadie Barnett is everywhere this year. Also, Deanna Lawson, Zanelli Muhali, Kara Walker, and Carrie Mae Weems. One of the prides of the Bay Area, Carrie Mae Weems. And that's all I really had to announce, Maysoon.
I didn't realize you were just announcing. I have one quick thing.
Oh, yes, please.
Oh, my fucking God.
Oh, no.
I miss COAC show.
Can you go today?
Oh, that makes me so mad.
Isn't it open today, Maysoon? It wouldn't close on Saturday. No, it closed on the 25th.
Yes, every gallery is only open on Saturday. Fuck!
What the shit? Oh, no.
Oh, my God. These shows that are a month. I'm going to call them and see if I can come on Monday. Dang.
Maysoon, I almost cut off the tip of my pinky finger today.
Well, try not to.
Well, I did.
Are Altman Siegel, who works there?
I'm bleeding.
Are they nice? Are they going to let me come by real quick on Monday?
I think they're probably surprisingly nice.
I know Jess works there.
They work with a lot of nice artists. Yeah, Jess is there. You know, they work with great artists. Zaruhi, Abdallian, yeah. Shows there.
No, I really like their shows. I have to all say, nice actually, people. My goodness.
I'm so sorry, Maysoon. This is a disaster.
I'm so bummed. We could have gone yesterday. God, we're dumb.
I'm going to send you a sympathy card.
I mean, fortunately, I work from home on Monday, so I could really just zoom over there.
I didn't know you work from home on Monday. I'm going to start dropping by.
No, I'm working from home on Monday, please. And Friday.
Maysoon, please let me drop by while you're in the middle of your work day.
Yeah, but just you got to do it kind of around lunchtime, so it's not
you
too distracting.
While you're doing your Zoom meetings? No. Please.
Can you act like my cat?
Yeah, that'd be so funny.
That would be and so perfect. Fucked up.
Cats and Kates. I think we did another great job this week.
I think so too.
I really want to encourage everyone to send us money. Should we start a Patreon?
Wait, we can start a Patreon.
A
I'm okay to start
everyone,
a Patreon, but what are we doing it
difference.
For? Don't you have to have like a goal? Like,
so
get
wait, we
Kate
can't
out
do
of
a
jail.
Patreon or yes, do a Patreon?
I think I would.
It's very funny to me because I guarantee all the Patreon money will just go to all the other Patreons that I donate to.
Well, that's not appropriate. Okay, and we'll be seeing you from the bridge
to the other bridge.
To the island in between. This has been
Congratulations Pine Tree.